Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, good to be with you. Payne and Pendergast, Sean Pendergast, Seth Payne with you. I hope you're having a nice Tuesday. Drive safely out there. Tom Brady got roasted on Netflix on Sunday, and the reviews on it are largely positive. People were very entertained by it. Did you get a chance to watch any more of it, Seth, yesterday?
Yeah, just in bits and pieces.
Yeah.
It's 3 hours long, man. I've got...
You got stuff.
Got a very, very productive schedule typically in my day. I can't just carve out 3 hours.
Right, Sean. Right. No, I hear you.
I did have to, you know what? No, I did. I had a spell yesterday where I realized, like, oh, I sat down for 2 hours and watched 19 different clips on YouTube to find two pieces of audio. And I thought maybe I should go back to medical school. It's like, what did I just do with my life? I just watched Mike Florio and Chris Sims for 27 minutes. So I should have been watching the roast instead.
You're able to speed them up at least, right? Watching.
Yeah, that's good.
Still.
But no, it was. I think by far, I spend more time when I'm watching the Tom Brady roast of like analyzing Tom Brady's facial expressions because the person. There, you know, when you're the one being roasted, you know you've got to put on that brave smile. And there's certain times during that roast where Tom Brady's face was completely frozen in a smile, almost like that old man smile. I feel like it was getting to him a couple times.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like it got to him a couple times.
Yeah. I mean, Kevin Hart and Jeff Ross came out firing on him. There was almost like a look of shock on his face, like, oh, wow. It's going to be like this for the next 2.5 hours.
But I don't know. I almost think, though, too, that he probably, Tom Brady being who he is, that he probably role-played for 2 weeks ahead of time and had people, tell jokes about the same topics and everything. But he might never. But until you actually get up there and hear actual comedians doing it in front of a crowd, I don't think there's any way you can simulate that.
Well, and he knew what his set looked like also, and it was definitely fit right in with everybody else's set.
No, I don't think he was too shocked by how over the top it was.
I couldn't believe he told a 9/11 joke.
I didn't see that one yet.
Like about two Jets running into...
Two Jets running
into Drew Bledsoe,
It is... The fun thing about a roast these days, where there's such heightened sensitivities, is that it puts everybody in a Charles Barkley mode where it's almost like, well, because it's accepted that you're going to say a lot of things that are way, way over the line, that it's okay. You just hear, hey, we're in make-believe land here, and we can all set down the swords for a little bit, and let's not get over the... And pretty much if anybody criticizes it, you're like, that was a joke.
I'm going to roast.
I'm going to roast. Charles Barkley walks around like that 24-7, pretty much saying exactly what he wants. And as long as he never acts like he's actually upset by people being upset, he gets away with it.
He does. All right, along those lines, so I'm sitting down yesterday. I'm like, all right, they're going to do this again. Netflix will, because this one, I think, is going to wind up being really successful.
Yeah.
So I have eight names here. And you tell me if you think, would you sit down and watch a three-hour roast, or even a two-hour roast, let's say, because as you point out, 3 hours long, a two-hour roast of the following. Tiger Woods.
I don't think I would like it. I will say he's got so many things to pick at because he's had such a long career The one big scandal is obviously the Elin Nordegan episode.
Yeah.
Well, and everything that led up to it. I mean, that alone. I mean, you could do 3 hours on that. I think, though, I don't know if... I don't think Tiger wouldn't... I think it would be visibly uncomfortable. I don't think Tiger would... I'd be surprised if Tiger could get up there and really just take it for 3 hours like that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Now, having seen Tom Brady do it, he might look at it as a competitive thing. But... All right, I won't say no.
Okay.
But he's not at the top of my list.
Me neither, but I'll watch it. I mean, there's a ton of material there with him.
So much material.
Including his hairline now. Have you seen his hairline recently? He looks goofy.
It's just, I don't know, it's been mayhem for about 10 years.
Yeah, it's just, it's strange.
Is he not, why doesn't he not just shave his hair?
That's a good question. I don't know. It looks like he's got a perfectly shaved head for it. Maybe he's got a Scottie Pippen thing going on underneath there.
Brandy's very honest with me about, like, when my hair gets a little too long, it's my hair is fine as long as I keep it short. When it starts getting longer, I start to look like an older guy who's trying to grow his hair out and show that he's younger.
Oh, that's true. You do look younger when your hair is, like, nice and tight and cut.
Short, yeah. It gets long and I start to look like a crazy old man.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like that when I was younger. It's just it's thinned out just enough that I look a little bit like I'm trying to take a DeLorean back to the past.
Yes.
So, so anyway, Tiger Woods with a shaved head, so it's not so unpleasant to look at.
Yeah.
For 3 hours. I could do it. He's not my favorite, though.
Okay. Charles Barkley.
100%.
Yeah.
He's in the lead for my favorite.
Okay.
Because, A, he would take it really, really well. And, B, I think he might have the most, just because that's what he does. I mean, he gets roasted every day on television. Yeah. That's what they do. And I think he'd have the most big-name guys who would be really good at doing it. I think you could really create that locker room environment of NBA players busting on each other. It would almost feel like you're sitting in the locker room. It'd be fun.
Well, he'd have so many crossover stars there outside of the NBA, too. And his response roast would be amazing.
Ooh.
At the end of the night. I mean, you got to factor all that in, right?
And he would not take a single bit of it personally.
No, no.
I don't know if he's had... Has he had enough genuine scandal, though? Like, people can make fun of his golf swing. He threw that dude through the plate glass window once, but he was in the right on that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Like, you bring women from San Antonio up to confront him.
He's got major admitted gambling issues. There's that, you know.
Yeah,
big fun. Well, and here's the thing: we roasted Chris Myers like 8 years ago, and you would think there's nothing you could come up with on Chris Myers. But as long as you have some of his former teammates there, they're dredging up behind the scenes stories. Yeah.
I did a whole 3 minutes on stuff that Wade Smith had told me about Chris Myers.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is Charles Barkley we're talking about here. All right.
Okay.
So
Charles Barkley's in the lead
right
now.
Mike Tyson.
Okay. Mike Tyson, here's the thing. That off the top of my head, at least one of his big scandals was one that, like, even though there's everything is there's nothing that's off limits per se, I feel like the actual sexual violence is that's the fact that he's the person that did it and people would be making light of it. I don't think that would go over well.
I don't think it would be good for Mike Tyson to do that.
No, you know? I don't think so. Yeah, you know what? Mike Tyson has reinvented himself for the better. Like, he's made change. It's not just a PR stunt.
No.
He's changed himself as a person for the better.
Yeah.
And it's a great story. Yeah, I don't want to tempt him by, like, pushing him off the edge or anything like that. I say no to Mike Tyson.
I think it's a good take.
Plus, I think that some of the people that got up there, just like when Tom Brady, it was kind of a shock to the system to get roasted by actual comedians.
Yeah.
When you see comedians in person, you're like, "Oh, wow. This is way funnier than I ever could have thought."
Yep.
I think that when the comedians get up to roast Mike Tyson, they'd actually be nervous about it.
Yeah, that he might. Yeah, he might take it. What if he does take it personally?
I saw Joe Rogan talking about how he was nervous, like, sitting across the table from Mike Tyson interviewing him. And, like, Joe Rogan works with MMA dudes every single day.
Tyson's...
There must be something about his presence.
Yeah.
Like, he's just so tightly coiled with muscle.
Yeah.
And he's so compact. That it must just be fearsome being in his presence. So I think it would actually hurt the performance of the comedians.
Let me float you a few more here, rapid fire. Tony Romo.
Okay.
Tony Romo.
Oh, hell no. He's boring as a person.
Okay.
So I would say you can make some Jessica Simpson jokes, some choking jokes, and that would be about it.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Magic Johnson.
Okay. It would get way too...
Yeah.
It would just be too politically incorrect.
Yeah, even for a roast. Even for a roast, right?
Again, because it's... Because the joke's about... Yeah, about there would be just way too much HIV and the implications of that and everything. So I feel like it would just be uncomfortable. And I also think, honestly, I think Magic Johnson would be the guy, the one guy who would sign up for this, really genuinely not realizing what he was getting himself into.
Of course, if you read his Twitter account,
he would get 5 minutes into it and he'd be like, I thought this was to celebrate me. Yeah. These he would tweet it out. He's like, These jokes at this roast seem to be all directed towards me.
I did a roast tonight, and the jokes all were kind of mean-spirited and directed at me.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I've got three more. Jerry Jones.
Too egotistical to realize he was being insulted, so
okay.
No.
Okay.
I wouldn't have any fun with that at all. There's got to be some discomfort, and I feel like Jerry wouldn't feel a hint of discomfort over it.
Plenty of material, right? For Jerry Jones,
yeah.
I mean, 80 years worth, yeah.
They would bring his. I would bring his alleged daughter up to watch from the balcony. They'd be like,
I'd make her one of the roasters.
I would no. If I were roasting him, I would bring that woman there and then make it. I would put her in the worst seat in the house and say that that's what Jerry had bought for her. And only because it was court ordered. Okay, Jerry, we need Jerry. Yes, Jerry Jones. Yes.
All right, Travis Kelce.
I would want Travis Kelce if only because he's fresh enough in his relationship that I think that by the 9th or 10th Taylor Swift joke, he might go all Will Smith on somebody. He might defend
Chris
his
Rock
lady's
action.
Honor and go
on
the X.
Wow, dude. Yeah. Last one. Aaron Rodgers.
As long as he's not allowed to rebut. I feel like the...
He doesn't get a counter roast?
The last 45 minutes would be him doing very serious counter arguments to every joke that was made about how...
Oh, yeah.
Him demanding people's vaccination status to... Oh. I can tell who's vaccinated by the jokes you told.
If he could take a joke, he would be a pretty good one, though, you know?
I think he would... Yeah, I know. He's got it in him to be... like he's notoriously thin-skinned.
That's what I'm saying.
Before he was still in Green Bay and before he started agitating to get out of there and everything, it was pretty well known that he's a pretty thin-skinned guy. So I don't think that would be a good one.
No, I don't think so either. Text message. Sorry, guys. Seth and I were saying. By the way, just to back up, Seth and I were saying in the 8-8 that we're adopting Milwaukee as our National League team in case the Astros are out of it. Says it can't be the Brewers because they forced the Astros into the American League back in the day. That was the best thing that happened to the Astros. They've won two World Series. What are you talking about?
I like owning the Yankees.
Yeah.
Regardless of what happens over the next 3 days.
Yeah.
I like owning Yankees. And the stupid Yankee. I got into an argument. It was an argument. It was shut down pretty quickly. Some guy on Twitter the other day, a Yankees fan, was saying that the Yankees owned the Astros for decades, Sean. Decades until the Astros got good in 2015. I'm like, this clown doesn't even know about interleague play and the absence of it or anything. The first time the Yankees played the Astros was in 2003. They owned one day, like 2003 through 2009.
Yeah.
There was your decade of dominance over the Astros.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Someone's saying no LeBron on the list, weak list. We workshopped LeBron the other day, and we arrived at a no LeBron on that.
We felt like he would claim to have invented the roast, and that annoyed us enough.
Sorry, we should have included him on this one because you may have missed that yesterday.
What about Michael Jordan?
You and I talked about him. He would definitely take it personally, and he's already done his counter roast. It's called his Hall of Fame speech. He already did his roast of everybody else.
But a lot of that was roasting people we'd never heard of.
That's true. Yeah,
it's like roasting roasting one of the upperclassmen on his high school basketball team.
Yeah. Two more real quick. Someone says, would it be okay to roast dead OJ? Nut and Clear Lake asked that.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah. Posthumous roast. That would be new. The Rock, someone says.
Oh, that would be good.
It's a good one. It's a good suggestion, yeah.
That would be really good.
Yep.
That'd be tough to balance the wrestlers and the celebrities. But well, Kevin Hart's
been in movies
involved with that. Yeah, very involved in that one.
Yep.
Yeah, okay, The Rock would be a great one. Oh, and he would be so good at the end.
Okay, Barkley or The Rock? Who would you rather see?
The Rock.
The Rock.
The Rock.
Yeah.
Oh, it's got to be The Rock.
Yeah.
Oh, it'd be so good.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Payton and Penn.
Jokes about, and he would take none of it seriously at all.
Zero. He's the Rock. He'd be like, "Yeah, I make more than all of you. I'll go make a movie like that tomorrow." And look at me.
No, and he's just
shredded.
Like, he makes fun of himself all the time.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
That would be really good.
Yep, that'd be excellent. All right. C.J. Stroud and Micah Parsons. We're gonna get back to D'Amico Ryans and J.J. Watt at the top of the hour. The moment maybe where J.J. Watt realized, I got to get back into football. We'll get to that at the top of the hour. But C.J. Stroud and Micah Parsons are the gift that keep on giving. They're traveling China and Japan right now. Are these guys the new Charles and Shaq? They actually entertain this question. Which one's Charles and which one's Shaq? We'll hear from the two of them coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.